Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Well, hello there. Hello, hello. It's Scott Brennan again, Verbal Shenanigans Podcast, dogs barking in the background. Got a whole room full of degenerates and sluts and white trash, and that's just KP Burke. Welcome back.
Good to see you guys again. It's good to be here. All right.
Yes, yes. We got a nice little panel here, Michael Berlew.
Yeah, we got a packed house in here.
Packed house. We got a dog.
Yeah.
As always.
Full studio. We have the Burkmeister.
The Burkmeister?
Yeah. That's the title he got in Jacksonville, if I recall.
I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay.
But I'm Michael Berlew. We got Ritu Chandra.
Hey.
Let me try to say that again. Ritu Chandra.
That's it.
Try to move that mic like closer to your mouth because that's how it works.
Like this?
Yeah.
All right.
You're used to that.
I got that.
Immediate phone sex operator voice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Ritu. But anyway, Ritu, you're the new one here.
I am new. Thank you guys so much.
KP, we don't have to introduce anymore. He's
uneventful.
After that first show, you know, we learned about his busted balls. And but yeah, it's nice to be back. Ritu, like, welcome to the show, first off. And you're like I think she's approaching the fourth woman on the show now.
Wow.
Fourth.
We are diversifying.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you guys are experienced, which is good.
The only thing we can't seem to get is black people to get on because they keep canceling on us.
Don't I count for that?
No.
Kind of?
No. Well, you brought the color ratio. Yeah. We had a Puerto Rican on.
Oh, okay.
Carlos Ferrer.
They're much more black than an Indian is. So.
Right. So anyway, are you feeling okay? You almost canceled.
I did because I was whiny because I
was
in
so
LA.
Whiny.
I'm tired.
I should read that exact text message.
I can sum it up for you. It's a.
It was like, and I was in LA doing nothing but having fun, and now I don't think I can come home and have more fun.
Yeah, yeah. Like this takes so much energy to talk and drink vodka with plastic ice cubes that I gave you because
one is shaped like a fish.
We don't have
don't
ice.
Forget that.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay, I am on the plane and I'm reconsidering doing the podcast tonight. First off, okay, I'm on the plane. I'm reconsidering doing the podcast. Not sure I'm going to get the sleep I was planning on getting since there is a crying baby and a ton of snorers. I hate to do this, but anyway, can I reschedule? And then I asked you if you were being serious, and then I said I was going to call the air marshal on you. But
I didn't. You know what, though? The little white girl in front of me, she got pulled out for the extra security screening. And I felt like racial justice was finally served in this country because it wasn't me for once. Because it usually is me. That's okay.
So, Ritu, let's introduce you a little bit here. So you are a comic, so you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do say it. Yeah, I'm a comic.
How long have you been doing comedy now?
About a year.
That's it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
More than that.
No, I met you a year ago at the Scotty's open mic. It was like May.
Wow.
So a little over a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what made you get into this awful business?
Know. I didn't mean to. Like, I just took a class and I thought that would be the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I met a guy in the class. He was like, take it one more time with me. Yeah.
Oh, one more time.
One more time.
Uh-huh.
So I did. And then I was like, I kind of felt like I learned to write a joke. I was like, this is kind of fun. So then I thought, why not? Then I started meeting other comedians.
Well,
I was like, wow, I really fit in with this bunch of misfits quite well.
Right. Well, a big part of the reason, like, first I was going to get you on because, you know, I like to vary it up. But then I'm like, you know what? I got to bring KP on at the same time because you guys have this, I don't know. How would you sum it up? This, it's like
we
a brother and an adopted sister kind of thing.
It is
He's
that.
Adopted.
Yeah,
well, he's the adopted
right.
one, not me.
That's
first
true.
Of all.
That's true. That's
Here
true.
We go.
Now, if biologically my mother is Armenian, and my dad is Irish. So if I was like the Burks are those things. So
not the Burkas.
There it is.
Here all night.
She's sick of hearing those kind of jokes, you guys. But, I'm just kidding. Enough about that Punjabi fuck over there.
Me?
She's because it's weird. It's comedy, man. Because comedy brings everybody together. So I have to explain to people that one of my best friends is an Indian mother in her late 30s.
Yes.
You know,
early 40s.
No, I hooked you up, girl. All right?
Yeah, I appreciate it. No, what happened was I was really like trying hard to like make friends, and I was definitely getting shut out a lot, like by the boys groups.
But
he was lonely. And so I found him, and I was like, I can befriend him, and he will be my ticket in to the rest of the group.
So KP was your ticket?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Not really a golden ticket.
He made me legit.
That's right. I am the Marlboro Miles, or the Camel Lights points or whatever. Camel Cash. I'm the Camel Cash.
Well, I think part of it, too, is that you and I have an extraordinary amount of free time. Compared to most people we know, because I don't work and neither does he. So we would sit and fucking talk, through Facebook Messenger like all day. We really got to know each other.
Well, that's like when me and you went down the Stress Factory a couple weeks ago. You were like, had a tough day. I had to drop the kid off. Then I went back and slept. And then I went to the gym. And then I had to like pick him back up.
I have princess problems. I will be the first person to admit it. I'm not like taking them seriously.
So, like, one thing that makes you interesting, you're a mother. Okay.
Yes.
So how do you, like, you get into comedy and now it becomes a nighttime, out Friday, Saturday, a lot of nights and stuff like that. So that balance has to be somewhat tough. And you must, even though you tear him apart, he must have an understanding husband for this.
He's so understanding. Right. Like, he is super supportive. Like, he comes out when he can, but he doesn't have to be there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He trusts me for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So that's, no.
Not after tonight, girl.
Right now. Well.
Oh, wait a minute. It's that kind of party. Okay.
That's why it's so hot
up here.
Yeah. Should I take something off right now? Is that what happened? No, but I... what are you doing? Are you taking a picture?
Are you periscoping us?
I am now.
Oh.
All right. He's super supportive, but I'll say this. Like, I'm a much nicer wife because I'm happy.
Right.
So I have... That helps the relationship, actually.
Now, a lot of your material, like I've seen you many times, a lot of it is family and... And being married to a white guy, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of that comes into effect.
Yeah.
So does he know that it's a joke, or does he
totally.
Is he ever like,
he's
Jesus
helped me write some of those jokes that you've heard. Like, he is the biggest ball buster, has a great sense of humor. That's like totally what attracted me to him. So that way he's perfect. But I will tell you, if I become famous, I am divorcing him first thing. But I would then hire him to be my money manager, because he is so smart and so honest and such a good person that there's no one else I would trust to manage my money.
I don't know if that's a sweet statement or an awful one.
I think it would be fine. I think he'd be fine with it. They could live on the property. Like, him and my son could have a house on the property. I have this all thought out.
They just have to do chores in the backyard and help with labor and eat at a separate table.
Alex
at holidays.
Already looks Mexican already. Okay?
Wow. So you've been getting a lot of work lately.
I have.
You've
been
stepping it up a little bit.
I've been really lucky. I'm really, really happy.
Well, she fits two demographics, so that helps too.
I think, though, that I go out.
Woman and person of color.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, right.
Every comedy show needs it. Also, she's funny. That helps.
No, wow. I think also
was that a
I'm
compliment?
Doing the work. No. I'm
there's
got to
be
work.
There's got to be a loophole here.
True.
I do mic a lot. Like, there's not a lot of moms who are out miking as much as me and meeting people and doing that stuff. There's some of those single 20-year-old stand-up girls. They're funny. No, they are. I'm totally.
So I'm taking a selfie.
Yeah.
And the selfie stick wasn't working. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't put my hand out. I just got my nails done.
Speaking of selfie stick, this weekend I went down to Carton Brewery down in Atlantic Islands, and then a couple breweries down there. And first comes, like, I know I'm, like, losing touch with the world. Like, when everybody pisses me off now, it's just like, hey. You know, first comes in a bachelorette party. And there's like 12 of them wearing their stupid green shirts with the pink, like, whatever. You know, like, and then it's like, you know, they're at a brewery and it's all girls. So right away, they have no clue what they're talking about. They're like, what? This IPA, what, that 7.8 stands for like triple the amount of a vodka. Like, just saying things. I'm getting pissed off. And then they're taking up all the room in the bar. And then they whip out the goddamn selfie stick. That is the worst invention I've ever seen. I literally want to take it and what's club it someone with.
I've never
it looks
seen
like a golf club.
Well, couldn't so it how be do used you hide weapon, it? Like,
I guess so, like, yeah.
In the Navy, I had one of those collapsible nightsticks.
Right, like a baton, like an asp?
Is that what? Yeah, like an asp, exactly. Yeah. Is that like what the selfie stick is, though?
Yeah, but it, I guess you there's like a button.
And we can bring them on airplanes. Does. Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to be the first. I'm going to be
wow.
the first, you guys.
I'm going to whip your ass and then take a picture.
But I was like, oh, these people. And they're like taking their stupid stick out and taking pictures. And they got their little pink dick headbands.
Well,
and
I just remember, like, when I was young, we just had bad pictures of it. Like, you had to get it developed. You didn't know.
Right.
So there would just be bad pictures of you floating around this earth. And, like, your generation, baby, KP.
Jesus.
Right. It used to be a lot more fun probably to work in the
I,
photo
I have
center.
I picture of my college roommate, and I still would be like, I will show this shit to people if you act up or piss me off. Because it was, like, such a bad
thing. No, no. Think about if you wanted to send, like, provocative photos to a friend, like, someone you're interested in. It was a whole process. A whole process.
The person who developed them got in on the whole deal, too.
I would look at everything.
A good buddy of mine was Tim Alexander. Do you guys know Tim?
No.
Tim's a very funny guy, great comic. He's in New York, but he had a great joke that this generation is the first generation where if you lost your wallet, you'd be okay with it because you don't have, instead of your cell phone, because you don't have pictures of your dick in your wallet. Which I thought was a brilliant
joke.
Speak
for yourself.
Do you have pictures of your dick on your phone, KP?
No. I'm pretty good that way.
I don't like pictures
of
myself.
It doesn't fit
of
in
your
the
dick
frame.
Anything.
Or of yourself.
Any part of me I don't like. You know, like, I like to take pictures sometimes, but not of any of my parts whatsoever. No. It's gross, man.
I don't mind pictures of my boobs, I will be honest. I have very nice boobs, and so pictures of those are totally fine. But any other part, I would not.
Speaking of pictures, I'll get back to the Carton Brewery, but pictures, we got a great picture from you the other day.
Yes.
I feel like this podcast, like, this episode has been kind of going on for, like, 2 weeks, because we've been kind of leading up to but we got a...
I want that to be my profile picture. It was you naked with your mom's purse.
That was your mom's. That was your mom's purse.
What was it?
No, the story behind that photo is I used to work at a camp in Rockaway, in the town we're in right now, Camp Lewis.
Is that where the cops are outside?
Exactly. I wasn't supposed to come back till 2017.
So it took me so long to get here.
Exactly. No, but
it's so back roads.
It was. But yeah, I used to work at this camp, and one of my best friends from there, his name's Tristan. I guarantee you, you'll get two new listeners just for me telling this story, because Tristan will listen to this podcast.
All right. Wow. Two.
But we're all vain.
Is
though,
Tristan hot?
Tristan is my buddy. He's
is he hot?
Yes. Why do you think handsome he's naked?
Hi, Tristan.
Hi. You reach verbal shenanigans. Please call in.
This is close. But
there you go.
No, what we did is that he was the camp master there. I went away to Florida and the Navy and everything like that, and I came back and he was still working the camp. He became the camp. He was his own boss at
the
that
camp
point.
Master.
That's right, camp master.
Damn, that's a title.
With no Obey E, no R at the end,
master.
Just an A, just
master.
Camp master. But so he was that was his job, and his girlfriend at the time, who anyway, so no, she was she had moved in there, and everyone was kind of aggravated with that. And she was the rule was he wasn't allowed to go out drinking if she wasn't invited.
The bitches suck.
Yes. Mm. So anyway, what wound up happening is they're in a staff meeting in the other building. So I go ahead and I walk into the back, and Trish's like, I can't come out drinking tonight, you guys. She won't let me if she's not invited. I was like, dude, I just moved home from Florida. You're coming out drinking. I haven't seen you in a year and a half. We're going drinking. And so she's like, if I'm not invited, he's not going. So while they're in a staff meeting, I went back to their cabin, their little apartment there, and I posed naked up with all of her stuff. That's her purse. And I had them send photos
when
of that.
When was this?
About 2 years ago. That's you. Now, the girl is with now, we adore. She's a sweetheart. But at the time, this was a needed message to send. So the best is that I had my buddy send those photos
to Tristan and to everyone else in the meeting. So one by one, they're all checking their phone. And there's a picture of naked KP Burke. Mm. And then the girl, we sent it to the girl whose purse was covering my junk. And
it's a great picture, but it's horrifying.
I thought that was a recent the pose, picture, the, and that was going to be your before picture, and then weight loss after picture.
No, that was at my record setting fattest. That was
last week.
Yeah, we reached critical mass.
We had to get a bigger purse.
Yeah, I tested the tensile strength of every pair of pants I owned.
Yeah, that was quite the picture. You know, like between like the real like nasty pictures we were sending, and
picture when you post this.
Well, that's up to him. I could make it the new Verbal Shenanigans logo also, like the silhouette maybe.
Yeah.
I think I might keep that one though for like Ritu said, if I lose enough weight, trying to like change my life or whatever. Just be like just post that as a before and after picture.
I think never you mention send it in when they Scott, ask you for a picture for flyers for events.
Oh, that's a good idea too. But imagine what if I sent it in for. Hey guys, P90X really changed my life. And I send a picture of that. What could they find a way to use?
That's great.
You have, instead of the, because you couldn't hold the purse any higher than your dick level, and now you it's got true. The purse like up here, right. Like a strong yeah. hand.
What kind of purse do you think it was? Dooney and Burke.
No. Boom, boom, boom.
God, where's the rim shot sound effect?
I hate people who have those purses. A purse, by the way, you guys, will tell you a lot about a girl.
Yeah?
Like if they have those like, they have to have a Gucci or Louis Vuitton. They're a cunt, and you don't want to deal with that.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Did you just drop a hard C?
That's yeah, I drop that all the time. It's a they're out show. There. I have a Gucci, by the way. But if you meet a girl who has one of those purses, it's not a good thing.
So I'm in Carton Brewery, right? Yeah, right. So after the bachelorette party comes in, then comes what I could only describe as the boat shoe army. Walks to the door.
Those pictures, actually, that you put.
I was fantastic. 12 guys. We counted 12. 12 dudes walk in the exact same shorts, like the no pocket. Like, what do you, I don't know what you call it. You're a woman, so help me out here. Like, no, I have a couple pairs.
They're like just the
game. Yeah, no pocket. No, they're not cargo.
They're not cargo shorts. Exact. They're not cargo shorts.
They're shorts with no pockets.
They're like
on the
with
side.
The crease down the front.
Right.
They're like dress shorts.
Now, 12 of them, every weight and size, okay, every guy. Boat shoes. Every single guy had boat shoes. Not one
Are
or two.
Sure this wasn't One Direction? Are you
they were, nah. And they were colored boat shoes. They were all different colors, which actually I prefer.
They don't like to be called colored,
shoes.
Ritu, all right? They're the same boat shoes as the rest of
no,
us.
No, they were colored
and
boat
they
shoes,
all
KK.
Had.
You have to be honest in this world.
Every single
colored.
One of them had collared long sleeve shirts. All 12 guys had the same outfit.
So a fraternity walked into the bar.
I guess. I don't know. So I just went on a rampage and just started taking pictures and like see how many boat shoes I can get into one picture. But I'm just sitting there like, I hate these people. I hate, like, they're ruining my time, and that shouldn't be. I know that's a problem with me. Like, I'm sitting there like, ugh. Like, I'm in the way of a bachelorette party. They're poking their stupid selfie stick, go over to the boat shoe brigade. I can't get through.
But you're a comedian, and being around, like, that kind of stupidity will hurt. It's just, like, not good. Like, and I was in L.A.
Here's the boat shoe. Boat shoe brigade.
There were all these just beautiful, beautiful people in L.A. just way too dressed up to be at the mall. It was amazing. I couldn't, because I don't get it.
Oh, you sell the boat shoe guys. But yeah, so I don't know if it's just like, I guess it's like a comic thing, or it just literally drives me crazy.
Well,
I'm
don't
not
you
sure.
guys feel like you are walking around real life, but you're not having the same thoughts that normal people are having? Like, I'm generally. At a meet, like, I'm with other moms, and they're like, I'm talking about my kid, but I feel like, you know,
you're
Christian
Mexican
Bale and Americans,
kid.
Yeah, I'm Mexican mm-hmm. too, but ooh. But I feel like in American Psycho, like, I look like you, and I am in my yoga pants, but I hate you.
See, to a point, like, you say you're not, I think I'm having too many thoughts, and they're not having
any
thought.
No,
like I think like I can't slow down. Like I'm like, oh, these fucking everything bothers me. Like I don't know. It's like I don't know. But so you were in LA, huh?
I was in LA. I had
back to your old stomping ground?
Yes, I lived there for 10 years. I lived there 18 to 28, which is actually as a female the only time you want to live in LA, cuz after 28 mm-hmm. you're like old. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him when I was out there, I was like, there's so many beautiful women. If one of them was smart, they would just move to Akron, Ohio and, like, marry the president of Akron, Ohio and live a really nice life. Because they're there a dime a dozen. And they're all, and the guys,
are
like,
they really all hot out there?
They're fucking fucking hot out there, and they're all skinny. And I know how it works. Like, I was a size zero when I lived there. You just are, because you do a lot of cocaine. That helps. And then you just, you know, you just, you have to.
KP, you working on that after picture? Just go out to LA? So,
yeah, apparently cocaine is. no, I won't lie, guys. Cocaine hasn't helped me lose any weight. All it's helped me do is I have to drive around a couple more hours before I can go home.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
So you're out there. Okay.
I was
so
out
there, where were we
for
out
there?
For, yay,
yes,
wedding.
Now.
Yay.
I mean, come on.
I know.
I'm 40. She's 41. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's just hard to get excited about weddings. Like, these are my flowers and my bridesmaids, and look at their dresses.
I don't mind a wedding like every once in a while, like, because it's like, oh, night out. But 3 years ago, including my own wedding, that worked out. But I went to 11 weddings in 1 year.
It's too much.
11 weddings, including my own. First off, insanely poor. Like, yeah. It's so expensive.
Yeah.
So expensive. And then it just, it loses its charm by like the third one. You're like, woo, catch the fucking garter, you know? Like,
I felt like it lost its charm for me. Even I had 3 weddings this year, all of like first weddings at the age of 40. Mm-hmm. And it lost its charm also because I was like, I just can't get behind you spending that much money on your fucking flowers. Mm-hmm. Like, because now, I mean, obviously hindsight is 20/20 and all that bullshit. I would have scaled it down. I didn't have a crazy wedding, but I would have scaled it down even more so, because why not just take that? If your parents are giving you money to throw that stupid party, I would have thrown the party. Really, anyone, you just want free drinks.
You heard it here, guys. Ritu, yeah. Chandra, anti-marriage.
Anti-marriage. It is.
Russian Eggins exclusive.
Wow.
But, so you're...
So I was there for the wedding, okay. But I ended up, this was the best part. My old roommate in Santa Monica,
goodness,
and I'm going
to
tell
I
a story
to hear.
About her.
Mm-hmm.
I was living with her, and she wasn't a friend. She was a friend of a friend, so it was like a little bit of a weird situation. And I get this phone, and she says, she's a virgin, and she says she's going to donate
her name?
Eggs. She was, not anymore. Okay. This is like 15 years ago,
oh,
right? She's like, I'm a virgin. She's like, I'm donating my eggs because I'm going to get all this money if I do it. And they like virgins for that stuff. And somebody picked her out of a catalog. So she's like shooting herself with hormones. She flies to St. Louis. She gets the egg drawn. She gets all this money. And then 2 days later, she's missing. And I'm like texting her friends because like we're not really that good friends, but I'm like texting her friends like I haven't seen Sheila or whatever.
Was she dating Joran Vandersloot beforehand?
Yes.
Or?
No. Listen, though. This is my L.A. story.
Yeah, right.
So her friend texts me back. She's like, oh, don't worry. There was a complication from the egg donation. I took Sheila to the emergency room. She has to stay at the hospital for a few days.
That's not
so
good.
So I was like, okay, whatever. She comes back. She's like all fucked up looking. And I'm like, I was like, are you okay? Like, what happened? She's like, everything was twisted and weird and they had to untwist it. Not the most like medical like diagnosis, yeah. But I was like, all right, whatever.
It was a square knot.
So I'm sitting on my bed. Yeah.
I'm afraid it's twisted.
What?
So I'm sitting on my bed. The phone rings and I answer it. And it's like, this is Dr. So-and-so. Is Sheila there? I was like, no, but doctor, I'm very concerned about her. Like, what happened from the egg donation? And he goes, what egg donation? She just had a bunch of liposuction done.
Hmm. Wow.
It was like a Three's Company episode where like he was like, we were all confused about what was happening. And then he realized he shouldn't have told me she had liposuction because he just like, you know, that's like against the law to tell some fucking stranger about somebody's medical history.
Hmm.
So then I did what any good roommate does.
Spread rumors.
I kept it to myself.
Oh, good roommate.
No. From her, but I told all of Santa Monica. Everyone in Santa Monica knew that she donated an egg and then had liposuction. And then we got in a fight one day.
Well, that explains why she was a virgin.
Right.
Just
like. I can't imagine why you got into a fight.
No, then we get in a fight one day, and I was like, and by the way, I know all about the liposuction. And her face just goes white. And I was like, and all, so does all of Santa Monica now.
You think that's why maybe like... like, as a female comic, you enjoy the comedy. Because, like, girls hate girls. They hate girls.
Yeah.
Women hate women.
Yeah.
And, like, guys mostly hate women, too. So it's like...
So I fit right in?
Not that they
hate
women, but, like,
women
don't get along that well.
No, but I'm very good with cool girls. Like, I've met a lot of cool girls.
But you're not the norm.
I'm talking about the
large percent of the population.
Nice,
they don't like each other.
No, I agree with that.
They don't. You could throw 100 guys in a room and 90 of them will get along.
Absolutely.
You can throw 100 girls in the room and, you know, all of them will come out. You know.
Five will come out.
Yeah, exactly.
And 10 will come out with eating disorders and 30 will come out. Yeah. No, absolutely. I agree with that.
So you, there's something else you did on your trip to LA, yeah, which I really wanted. I saw it today. I'm like, don't tell me about it. Let's talk about it on the podcast.
So Sheila, actually, who I just threw under the fucking bus, and I hope she doesn't listen to this. I called her up. Berlo, like,
get
hey,
that
I'm
Twitter ready.
Right. I was like, I'm
hashtag lipo.
Right.
Hey, Sheila.
Right. Well, okay. So she's like, I'm going to a cat convention. Like, legitimately excited about it. Hashtag CatCon is what the hashtag for it is.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, she's like, I'll pick you up after the cat convention. I was like, oh, no. You will pick me up before the cat convention, and I will go to the cat convention with you. There was thousands of people at this cat convention. Ugh. I can't even tell you. So I go up to this guy. He has a cat app. I forgot what it was. It's like consolidate your cat photos off of every social media site you can post it on onto one app. And then, like, people can rate it. And if you're, like, the highest rated cat photo, like, you can win a prize. I don't know what the prize is.
The litter box app?
Right, the litter box app.
Is there a server in the world that can capture all the cat ladies' photos out there?
I don't know.
This already gives me chills just hearing about it.
No, it was hysterical. So I was talking to him, but he was really like a young, good-looking guy. So, of course, I was like, hey, what's... I was like, you're a tech guy, though. You're not a cat guy. Like, let's like be real. And he's like...
This is perfect segue.
Then he goes, He's like, do you know... have you heard of Tara the cat? Like, kind of like in this... He's like, no. He points at a picture on the wall. He's like, do you know who that is? It's a cat dressed as Wonder Woman. So I was like, that's Wonder Cat, right?
Tara
he's
the
like,
cat.
That's Tara the cat, and I'm its owner. Everybody Google Tara the cat.
Make sure you write that down.
Tara because the cat. Tara the cat saved his son from being attacked by a dog. So he was on the Today Show. Like, he's worldwide famous. He's been on all these shows.
This is what's messed up. I'd root for the dog.
Same.
Right, Obi?
No, you would.
Obi's assuming his spot on the floor next to KP's foot, looking svelte as always. But so the cat convention.
There were a lot of definitely like cat women, like fat cat women in like cat printed clothing. But there were some hot like tattooed little tank top Hello Kitty horror looking kind of
Whores.
Yeah.
Whores.
So then there, Little Bub was there. Have you guys heard of Little Bub?
Are you kidding me? No.
No, right. So the line,
Little Bud?
Little Bub. The line was like about 500 people deep waiting to see Little Bub, who is an Instagram cat sensation. There was also Pudge the Cat there, and I went up to Pudge the Cat's booth, and of course I was starting shit. I was like, hey, is Pudge as popular as Little Bub? And they were all like... Not yet, but he will be someday.
Oh, my God.
And then I got into the panel, and they're sitting there with their cats on their laps, like Dr. Evil, just, like, stroking their cats. It was completely weird. But when the leader of the panel comes out, he's like, nobody applaud because the cats will get scared. But they couldn't help themselves because they were so excited to see these cats. They were just, like nuts. Like, it was fucked up. It was the most fucked up thing.
You got to bit that up. You should definitely put that in the bit, man.
I know.
I hate cats. Like, I don't mind them, like, if they're around. Like, now I'm dealing with two cats here that I don't really care about. One's okay, but it's like, they just leech off you and they give you nothing back.
You have to buy a product for them to shit in.
Right.
That's everything I ever needed to know about a cat.
But when I was online to see Lil Bub, it was funny because, like, these people come up to me and they're like, what's the line for? I was like, it's to see Little Bub. Like, I got all into it. And they're like, oh, my God, Little Bub is here. I was like, yeah, I know. But I was going to the booth. I was like, do you guys
anybody dressed like a cat there?
Shit ton.
Dressed
like cat. And they would take these pictures. Like, there was cat puppeteers, like ventriloquist cat people. And this woman's like, can I take my picture with you? And she's like meowing in the picture. She's like, meow, meow. It was not normal.
God. Yeah. That's worse than the selfie stick in Bochu game.
It was worse than the selfie stick, totally.
It was amazing. So you flew back today?
I did. I flew back today. So I did the cat convention. Then I actually checked out comedy when I was there.
Did you drink at the cat convention?
You couldn't, but I might have smoked something. I don't know. Maybe.
Because I would have to be loaded at a cat convention, and then I'd probably have fun.
You couldn't.
That's where we should podcast from. The next, right. The East Coast cat convention.
I want to look up cat
and pretend we're like cat people.
You know who would have been amazing at CatCon? Would have been if they had sent Triumph the comic insult dog to CatCon. That would have been.
Absolutely.
Because that's kind of how I felt talking to people, because I was like fucking with them and they had no idea. They were just like, oh, I love cats. I've always loved cats.
Wait, what did you smoke at the cat convention?
Litter.
Catnip.
It's a crystal meows.
Wow, just when I thought my joke was bad, that was even...
Do you have an oven I can place my head in the studio?
It's cold this room right now. It's a little hot in the room, but I'm also poor, and air conditioning ain't going on, so...
Yes, it was amazing. But I just felt like if someone invites you to a cat convention, like how do you say no to that just on the basis of how ridiculous
I would go in a second.
Yeah.
I would go in a second. I would like to do a podcast from
someone's
that.
Like, why are you doing that? You should go to the beach. I was like, I'll go to the beach fucking tomorrow. We got beaches in New Jersey. I do not have a cat convention happening in New Jersey tomorrow. When it comes,
I'm going to try to get Verbal Shenanigans there.
We're searching it already. This is beautiful.
If we can get there, I'm bringing the two of you along.
Yeah.
So you could be...
Because the one thing I have going for me is people actually believe that I'm nice when they see me. So when I'm like talking to them, like, do you have any dog pictures? They're like looking at me weird, but there was a cat costume one. They had a picture of Ganesh, the Hindu god, with the elephant god, like on the cat jacket. I was like,
is that the one with the eight arms, or is that Vishnu?
It's the one with the elephant head. Get it right. And I was just like, why would you do that to my religion?
Berlo, what'd you find there?
Our 2015 show will take place on the weekend of July 18th and 19th.
Oh my God, we gotta get there.
The Garden State Cat Club celebrates its 79th anniversary
at Natty Bumper.
And guess what?
With the 2015 Cat Expo.
Oh, it's a Cat Expo.
Our proposed activities will draw the general public to the Cat Expo and also inform and educate them about the world of cats.
The panel I went to with Lil Bub and
we got to get there.
It was
on it.
When your cat becomes a celebrity and how you deal with that. That was the name of the panel.
Oh, I didn't. KP just came lurking towards me.
You just like killed the vibe. Thanks I know. For getting
he like
out
lurked
of your
towards
it's okay,
me.
Okay, audience, I saved you from the story. It's okay. Keep finishing.
I thought the whiskey was behind me for
I'm
a second.
Fucking
you're going
kill
for
you.
That.
KP, let's talk about us.
Did you guys bring your whiskey upstairs?
No, we're all done. We like
it's finished.
We're gonna start drinking your beer, by the way.
Did you finish the vodka too?
Yeah. We got nothing.
We got like two beers.
I might go on a beer run.
Well, while she's going on a beer run, what can we do, Scott? I mean, do we have time to read a book or something?
Oh, we do. We do have time to read a book, but it would be better if we pumped it in through the earphones of the podcast.
Yeah, that'd be a lot faster.
Are you reading a book?
No. Do you like reading?
Not really.
But if
I have read.
But would you, if you would like to read?
Smells like a sponsorship.
Yes.
Oh, yes, if I read.
Would you rather, while you're doing things, maybe be able to listen through your earphones?
Yes.
Well, we have something for you, Ritu Chandra.
What is it?
Audible.com.
Oh.
Audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans. You get yourself a free audiobook.
That's awesome.
Yeah, free audiobook. And then if you sign up, we get paid a little bit.
You could like
we could pay the monthly cost
I will
of,
sign up.
Turn on the air conditioner.
I will tell everyone.
Yeah,
I
we could turn the air conditioner on next time. Yeah.
I don't need the air conditioner.
We could send us to the cat. Well, because you're used to like 900 degrees in Bangladesh.
Bam.
But it's audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans.
Child?
Oh, not audible child. It's not for like
Hello.
A mute organization.
I'm here to read more
no,
and peace for you.
But so you made it back. You made it back.
I made it back. I had a great
well,
trip.
Well, it's funny because I wanted to, since you're a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about like signs of like top signs that like guys are like signs of murderers. Okay, one is Michael Berlo, so that's right off the bat.
Absolutely.
But I came up with a little list myself, and actually number one down on the list was guys who don't like dogs but like cats.
Yeah,
that's like number one, right?
Yeah. They actually looked like comedians. The guys who were there, I hate to burst your guys' bubble.
Oh,
there were a lot of like very comedian like.
Go on and describe what comedians look like.
Well, they were naked and they had
they
a purse in front of their chum.
And excluding anyone in this room, there was a lot of like overweight, looking like they didn't have friends. Excluding my friend or like they liked comic books a lot. They could have liked comic books a lot too.
Superhero obsessed comic book guys was number 5 on the list.
There you go.
Wow.
But how do you not?
I
like
got
it
another one for you. That's really going to be right up your alley. But I think guys, I think guys who are like a little too obsessed with superheroes after the age of like 18 are a little weird.
Yeah, murderers. I agree with that. I don't think they're murderers. They're just child men.
But like, what about like? Do you collect anything?
KP's tears of sadness, which.
You must have a ton.
I feel like guys who collect like figurines or like
who collects figurines,
like you know, like action figures and stuff.
Well,
like after like 18, 19, right. It's like drop it, man.
The whole thing of collecting, right? And they're gonna collect my
body,
hair
right?
Yeah. And parts,
limbs,
and, right? Exactly.
Well, you named two right off the. What do you got to say about that? You laughed a little bit, like thinking maybe you know somebody.
No, there's people out there that we all know that do those things. You know, if
do you collect superhero stuff?
Well, I think we all have something that we're into that we're not like proud of. Like I watch pro wrestling. That's like it was a big deal for me to see.
Three on the list.
Is stepdaughter porn on that list?
This is my question for you.
No, I'm serious. That's my problem. Is that on the list?
This was
stepdaughter porn.
This was I wanted to pose this question to you because I knew you were coming on. Why do so many comedians around here love fucking wrestling? What is with you guys?
I think, and I'm almost being pseudo sincere on this. It's like whatever, like having to repress emotions. Like imagine, all right, for people my age, you went from third to sixth grade. That's when it was cool to be a wrestling fan for me. That's like 96 to like, 98, 99. I would say stretching it to like 2000. That's when it's cool and it's okay to like wrestling. All of a sudden, nothing changes about wrestling, but everyone just dumped it. Everyone just dumped it and they're like, oh, you still watch that? You know it's fake, right? And then like you have to like hide. You have to like pretty much it's like wrestling is like my personal Anne Frank moment. I have to hide who I am. It's a
You just compared liking wrestling to being Anne Frank.
You're right. That was actually
she
really,
was hiding for her life. KP,
no,
that's
you're right.
Not
that's
funny.
That's not accurate. That was I'm way more important than Anne.
Turn down Monday Night Raw. The Germans can hear us.
You're like the guy in Silence of the Lambs who's dancing with his penis.
But what is it about? There's at least 10 comedians that we all know that love wrestling.
No, there's too many.
More than that.
I think it's just
Burlo. You like wrestling too, right?
I watch it from time to time.
No, but there's women who watch it too.
That's my line too,
buddy.
That's
my line.
I only watch 12 of the 13 programs they put out there. Superstars really went down in quality the last couple of years.
Like, I think the last time I really paid attention to wrestling, I was like 15, probably. Was probably when.
It is a good, fair question. Like, the wrestling obsession with
your
comedians.
Thank you, Ritu.
It's like someplace we depart. Like, I can talk porn with you. I can talk being in jail. I can talk anything else but drugs, whatever, blah.
Yeah,
but you get to the wrestling, and then I'm like, oh.
I mean, I would say I've lived through two periods, like the mid to early 80s. That's when it was big, when Hogan was huge. They started WrestleMania, stuff like that. It kind of got big. Then it lulled down. Then they just said, screw it, we're going to be PG-13 porn on TV with like Austin and The Rock and everything like that.
It was the time to watch, though, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Was that, the Attitude Era, as you guys refer to?
Did you just do a little like shoulder thing when you said Attitude?
I did. Because when you say Attitude, you should show Attitude.
I did see that, too. Right?
That shoulder move would have worked during the Attitude Era.
I'm not judging.
I'm just telling you.
I think I checked out when, I forget her name. Some old woman gave birth to a hand.
Oh, Mae Young.
She gave birth to a what?
A hand. Their storyline was she was pregnant by a 450-pound weightlifter named Mark Henry. And
wait,
she went into labor.
Came out?
No. Well, that's what happened. She's like, oh, I'm going into labor. This one was like 86 at the time. And then God knows what the
86?
Writers were thinking. She gave birth to a rubber hand. And then the
this
doctor
is really
out,
helping your argument,
yeah.
you two.
Yeah, I'm like, I. Mm-hmm. This is why you guys are fucked up.
Is it the man body?
What was big back then, though?
Is Jerry it the Springer? Man bodies?
No, KP.
What year
Jerry
is
Springer
this?
Was here. We're talking probably 99.
Yeah.
98, 99. So, if you had to look at it this way, like, all right, you're...
like, the millennium was about to happen, and we were concerned about Y2K.
We were scared
Y2K.
About Y2K. We that turned like ourselves to Triple H.
I was concerned with Y2J.
Can you put your head in the oven now?
It's already. We're actually recording this podcast from the inside of the oven, you guys.
Hence the Anne Frank reference. yes.
No, we don't. We like Jews.
We're sorry, Larry.
Yeah. Larry. It was nice knowing you, audible.com.
Yep. There's always the magic of editing.
Right.
Now, KB, do you remember the Katie Vick storyline? That was probably 10 times worse.
That was I was temporarily out of wrestling at that point.
What was that line? For those of us who didn't.
Well, it's a very.
I think we should give them 1 minute on the clock.
Yeah.
Ready?
Go. All right. We're gonna give you 1 minute on the clock.
All right.
To explain your love.
I thought
of half naked men.
Yeah, he was about to explain a specific.
No, you don't get a whole minute to explain a storyline.
Right, wait, are we both getting a minute? Or
you both get a minute. You both get a minute. Michael Berlow.
Why do you love
Berlow should go first.
Berlow, you're on the clock.
All right. The Katie Vick story was the wrestler Kane had a storyline where they revealed that he accidentally killed his girlfriend. Myself. And he was having a feud with the man known as Triple H. So Triple H was mocking Kane by having a vignette where they had on the big screen Kane, Triple H dressed up as Kane in a funeral home having sex with a rubber doll that looked like a dead body. And the payoff was he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And he picked up some like...
30 seconds.
Some like rubber remains and he's like, I screwed her brains out.
And you were supposed to make an argument why you love wrestling still.
No,
like
I just like to have 1 minute free time to talk. Let's see. DeBurl 721 on Twitter, everyone.
Ladies.
I know you love me,
what's
people.
What's your Tinder name?
I don't have Tinder.
I have all right, Tinder.
KP. Mm.
Can I give his Tinder name real quick? It should be Burlowing My Load on Your Face.
This show's gone blue real quick.
Yeah.
All right, KP, you have a minute on the clock to explain why you love wrestling.
And then you're
still
here for us.
Go.
Okay, Trish Stratus. End of story, guys. Mm-hmm. Google Trish Stratus if you're listening to this.
She was cute.
Google Trish Stratus. And
that was
every reason ever. Stacey Keibler. There's another reason.
Oh, she's hot.
Yeah. Clooney thought so too.
I know.
But here's the thing, though. There's so many other hot women outside of wrestling.
Yeah, but muscle's like the new hot because, like, I CrossFit, like it's hot.
Don't get me started again. Mm-hmm. Don't get me refired up again.
Another short shenanigans.
That's all it is. Oh. Beautiful. It's Trish Stratus. Yeah. That's everything I ever needed.
I just feel like it's
my
like the
40
real...
and his 20 turned to a minute.
Good
what
job.
He
it worked out.
About though, it sounds like the Real House.
Go Team Venture.
Men who are on steroids. That's all it is.
Would you like to hear the other two on my list?
Yeah.
So you nailed two.
Yeah. Because
the wrestling guys was three.
Got
okay.
it.
Okay. So
is it Bobby Starr? Are we about to talk about Bobby Starr?
No. Why? How do you know you're a serial killer?
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Who's Bobby Starr?
My favorite porn star. I just assumed we're
going to
get there.
Oh, are we going to porn stars?
No.
Oh, now I remember.
No. The fourth one I have on this list is guys who would wear clothes with Disney things on them, or guys who like Disney. But yeah, guys who wear Disney shirts or love Disney World.
Have you ever known a killer for real? Like, have you known someone who's murdered somebody? You, Martin Burley, you've murdered someone? He's pointing at you.
Allegedly.
I feel like you could actually be
a
killer. He's got a Jeffrey Dahmer quality to him a little bit.
It's
right?
a sweet Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's a sweet Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's like
just like Jeffrey Dahmer.
If you needed a murderous clown to come to your party, you would bring me over because it's like I know you're gonna kill, but I'll be watching you because you're so adorable.
You're like Jeffrey Dahmer without the murder because he was a womanizer.
It is weird. Like conversation to have because you worry about that. You're a kid. Like as the older they get, they go to strange people's houses and you're not there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to look out for.
And my number one on the list, well, it wasn't number one, but it's the one that's left. Guys who wear like, you ever see a guy who wear like nothing but like matching sports gear? So it would be like this Giants shirt I have on, but then he would accompany it with a Giants jacket and a Giants hat. in like normal.
Oh, so like everyone's dad?
Right, exactly.
Like every contractor that's ever come to my house to fix something.
Yep, uh-huh. They were there to kill
I have
you.
I have a friend.
I threw them off.
I have a friend that she has a husband and he's a murderer. For sure. And he literally, like, they'll be out to a wedding where you think he couldn't slip in the New York Giants. Giants tie. They're going bowling with the kids. It's Giants hat, Giants jacket. The kids are in Giants shirts. I'm like, God, you're a murderer. Yeah. That's a killer. That's a killer.
If they have any sports this guy, like Aaron paraphernalia or the Giants in particular.
No. Just like if you have a shirt on, no problem.
Right.
But when it's the shirt, the hat, the jacket, yeah. The pants. Remember the old, like, what were those pants called in the 90s? The skins or something like that? What were those pants called? Where it'd be like
parachute
the
pants?
Multiple patterns, but it'd be like Giants or Cowboys. Oh, yeah, what were those called? Like
pajamas. Pajamas.
Yeah, pajamas. Zumba.
KP's prom outfit.
Did you wear that?
I wore a kilt to my prom.
Did you really?
Yeah. There's a picture of me and Nate Condit, who I don't know. Yep. You guys all know him, but
you're faggot.
Yeah, Nate. Nate. Oh, by the way, guys, Ritu's out of booze, so she'll get progressively meaner as the podcast goes.
I'm gonna go get some.
Oh, by the way, parental guidance suggested.
10 o'clock.
Sorry about that.
Liquor store.
Oh, shit. I'll go.
You want to go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pause it.
All right. We're going to pause so Ritu can get some booze. All right. And we're keeping that in the podcast.
It's weird to see you warm. Like, someone.
I love you.
Thank you, Ritu.
Hold on. I'm just letting them record. Well, we're back, and you just heard KP say to Ritu, it's nice to see you warm with someone.
I am warm with this little pussy all the time. I don't know what he's talking about. I'm always like, you're fine, KP. Everything will be great. You're so funny.
Let's get into it for a second. So we're back, like I said, and Obi's on the floor again. He is the third member of Verbal Shenanigans.
Yes, I am.
He is. And... So you two have a little thing going.
We have a relationship.
You do. And that's exactly why I want to have to you on. And you were talking about also doing a possible podcast. So,
we are.
And I'm not going to let that go because I want you to do it.
I want to do a podcast, and I think that the promo picture should be me dressed as the Virgin Mary holding Katie Burke as my baby.
No. I think it should be that naked picture of him with your face as the purse.
I see you're kneeling down with two thumbs up in the air.
There it is.
I don't know
there
if I thumbs
is.
Up that, but...
No,
we,
but go
I,
ahead.
You said like 10 seconds before we started recording again, you wanted to talk about your relationship.
Yeah, so we became very close, kind of quick, because we both don't work.
You ever have somebody just decide they're your best friend?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened. It was, she just, really?
Yeah.
Wait.
We're the besties, right?
You were into it, though.
Weren't or and
you were into it.
Oh yeah, no, you're a nice lady.
Did you want to fuck me when you first met me?
No.
This show is so blue today.
But this is real.
But like, here's the thing:
you did actually though. Like you're saying no now, but you because I remember walking out of a mic and you
this
go,
is good.
If you ever leave your husband, I'm here. And wow. Then Nate said,
were you on cocaine?
Her husband
at the time.
Went to Harvard, dude. Like you have no chance.
No, we realize that. That's it's one of those things where your set is a lot about family and stuff like that. So you talk about family. So therefore, I felt comfortable, you know, playfully flirting and stuff like that.
I enjoyed it though, and it was a respectful flirting because there's a lot of like just disgusting flirting that goes on when you're.
There's a lot of guys who are like, "Hey, are you into fisting? I'm like, is this
blue? Yeah, can I fist you?" I was like, "Oh,
thanks, guys." There go.
I appreciated the.
We just had 237 listeners last night. We're back down to 20. No.
Just to confirm, that's not the first question to ask a girl?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No.
Continue.
No. Let's go back to that killer list for a second.
No, but actually, when he said that to me, I'll never forget, it was Starlight Pizza, which is my home mic, West Orange, New Jersey. I was like, that was a sweet
thing. Can we all acknowledge for a second that we also are restarting the podcast because you ran out for beer with 11 minutes to go?
I did, and I came back and delivered.
The liquor store was closing at 10. It was 9:58 when I stopped.
He was trying to turn off the light that said open. I was like, no, I'm here now. You can't do this.
It was your brethren there, though. Were you like, I want the beer.
They did the secret Indian handshake. Mm-hmm. Only they know. 1.5 billion only know the handshake.
That's right.
Did you ever give KP the secret Indian handshake?
I've given him a lot a secret Indian shit.
Yes, I
you know, like, if you don't want to be part of the podcast, you can put you can just be on your phone.
You fucking bitch.
God.
It's cool. I take weeks off.
Right.
Cold-blooded,
are you,
guys.
Are you texting the latest flavor of the week that you're interested in?
Speaking of flavors, guys, this podcast is brought to you by Lagunitas Undercover Shutdown Ale.
I wish. That'd be awesome.
That's right. That's a sponsor we need to get.
I will tweet them.
Yes.
There you go.
Once you say it out loud, it goes to a tweet.
Oh, perfect.
Well, so this is what he does now.
Can you tell them the story about how I shit on you when you fucking shit on me?
We're back with Ritu Cast, you guys. It's great to be here. Ritu Cast featuring verbal shenanigans.
The Chan Cast.
But that's our relationship. So I was on a show in the city. They had real comedians. Like, no offense to anyone here. But, like, who was on it? Like, Paul Fursey and, like, these. Like people I was, like, worried about. So I'm, like, going in the city for the show. It's, like, 2 hours worth of show. And I'm texting him, like, I'm a little nervous tonight. And he goes, well, you should drop this joke, and you should change that joke. And he starts doing that.
And then you should drop your pants.
Right. And I was like, the only thing you should say to me is that you're fucking funny and you'll be fine. But he's, like, reworking my set at this, mm-hmm. like, 2 hours before I go on, and I'm already, like, mm-hmm. nervous.
He's being a very...
He was being a guy,
husband.
And I was being a girl.
He's
so
like,
then I
honey,
was like,
I love
fuck you.
You. I want to be
you're
truthful
you. You're supposed to tell me I'm
you.
Funny, right?
I want to hold you after your set and tell you that it was beautiful, just like you.
No.
Like
I
a nice
think he
Indian
was
flower.
I think he was like, gonna
whatever
be like
grows
I'm
going to
come on your face after your set.
Jesus.
That's what was going to happen.
This is, they can't have you back. You realize that, right?
Welcome to Nickelodeon
Podcast. But that's how you
podcast.
Treat me. No, but that's how you treat me.
You know what's even better is Berlew holding the mic stand with the big bass in front of his face. It's pretty great.
Cheers, my friend.
That's not how you treat me?
In which way?
Like, when I talk about certain things, you don't just shit on me like that?
Here's where it's tough. I will say this. Here's where it's tough for me to have a friend as close as a friend and have them be a woman is that there's – first of all, you have a guy's sense of humor.
Right.
Right? She has a guy's mm-hmm. sense of humor.
Yes.
There's a lot of off-the-wall shit that happens. So you right. feel immediately comfortable like you're hanging out with just you know any of your you know, other buddies, like bar buddies you'd hang out with. And then I'm uncomfortable. Sometimes I forget because – of the usual conversation that she is a lady and you got to be nice to the lady.
It's funny you say that. Like shit. I have a girlfriend that not my girlfriend, but a girlfriend that I grew up with since second grade. We're like best friends. She married one of my best friends from high school, and she just grew up. She just has been around the guy since like freshman year of high school, and we just you know when we're hanging out, we just go insane, you know, hard and it's just. Dick joke after dick joke, whatever. And then, like, you know, every very once in a while, that sensitivity thing comes out, and it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And we're like, oh, yeah. You know, like, we almost all forget. There's, like, five of us and, like, one of her sometimes.
This is what I'll say, though. Mm-hmm. If he was like, I have a show in the city, and I'm really nervous. I'm on the show with, like, real comedians. I would say, you're great, baby. You're going to be great. You're going to be great. You're going to do great. I would tell you that. I would tell you that. Because that's what you tell somebody.
For the record, she came to my show. This is a show that I had done a month earlier.
I'm his biggest fucking supporter, for the record. Period.
She came out and supported and sat front row. So should I have been nicer? Absolutely.
Just that it's. I think that's also like an age thing. The knowledge of like your friend is fucking shitting bricks about a show. This is not the time to pick apart their set. Mm-hmm. You're young. So he does, but instead of going into that sensitivity shit, I go into this anger, 40-year-old anger shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I show up at the show. Our friend is, a friend of both of ours is producing it, Ken Krantz. So I was like, Ken, KP just like shit on me when I said I was nervous. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell him I showed up at the show and I was such a wreck that I couldn't go on.
Mm-hmm.
So I text him that. And then he's texting like Ken. He's like, wait, she didn't go on. And Ken's like totally going along with it. He's like, yeah, she came over. She came out to the show and was like, I'm not going to go on it or whatever.
Right.
And so then he was like, felt really bad. Like, I got him to feel like total shit, right?
Yeah, I haven't told you this yet, but I skipped going to class the next day.
You were going to skip it anyway. Shut up.
Hold on. We got to get, like, you guys are both like, let's get one side and then the other.
You tell a story.
Okay, this is how radio works. We can't see each other, so.
Tell Tell it.
Well, we can, but.
Mm. All right, well, I'm a very trusting guy, Scott. I'm a trusting guy. I wear my heart on my sleeve, you know? But, no, what wound up happening was.
Sleeves. Something I wish you had when you sent me that picture.
Oh, I had a sleeve. Okay. I had a sleeve. It was just.
It was a sock.
It's a. but no, I so she cut off all communications after I said, oh yeah, don't do this one joke, you know, otherwise you'll hear the comics in the back groaning.
That kills me.
Okay,
so because it was it, we can say
we
it,
all
it was,
care
it,
about the comics in the back.
It was in Gotham.
One at a time, Ritu.
She can't. No,
you're in timeout. Pretend that you're in India on delay. Oh, Michael Berlow took her microphone away.
Perfect. No, but so she, it was Gotham Comedy Club, right? It was the downstairs lounge, the cafe, whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. So still a big deal. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of big names on the show, like she said. So Paul all Versi. The comics hang out at the bar in the back. So when I was on my show, one of the pieces of feedback I got was they were like, oh, wow, so-and-so was laughing at your set, like legitimately. Like they looked up from their cell phones. Because all it is in the back is, as Ritu set, she makes a joke about it that I find amusing, that it's like hanging out with comics is like hanging out with people on cocaine. Nobody's listening. Everyone's talking.
That's right. So,
But at the back bar or whatever, all the comics that are on the show at Gotham are going to sit there on their phones. So if you have a good enough joke or a couple of good enough bits lined up and you're getting them to actually pay attention to you in the back, that's like that was a huge ego boost for me.
Right.
So I was told that I had one or two moments like that, and I told her what I thought was a kidding manner was if you do this one joke, the comics are just going to look up after you get one or two laughs, and they're going to hear that joke and then look back down at their phones while groaning.
Now, knowing the two of you better and better as we go along, I feel like KP, you probably I feel like I'm the marriage ref right now.
Right, good. Like
marriage ref, Tom Papa, please come on the podcast. But anyway. KP, you have a delivery that's very sometimes dry. You almost have to pick it up that you're being like it's you know
yes.
you, right.
No, but he was.
You know what? You be quiet. So KP, in your tone, sometimes I think that maybe when you delivered it, you probably had a very serious face on, and Ritu took it the wrong way. Now let's go to Ritu. Can you tell I've been to counseling before?
Okay, so what I'm going to say about this is that it was all over text.
It didn't
and
work.
Your friend, it's all over text. If your friend says they're nervous about a show 2 hours before that show, you do not start picking apart their set. If he told me that, which he has told me that, I'm just like, you are so fucking funny. I'm not like, you know what? I dropped that combo job.
KP, you were wrong in doing that right before her set.
He had years to tell me that he doesn't like the Chris.
You tell me I need a psychology degree? Screw it. I could do
I
this
feel
professionally.
Like we might need to see somebody together. Right?
That
like,
would be a
like
good
Scott
podcast right there.
Us.
Just put the recorder on the table.
We have had some issues, but we're normally good. So
all right,
this was
all right.
One
so
issue.
Let's get to the climax of the story.
So then, the next morning, he's still believing that I didn't go on stage. So I was like, I am just going to put the final nail in this coffin. So it's like,
no, hold on.
Facebook.
Stop there. Now, you thought she didn't go on stage because of what you said. How?
By the way, I went on stage and I killed.
How did that make you feel? Like, you had to feel like shit. I would.
Yes, you did.
It was,
because you're probably thinking, like, I was freaking joking. Like, that would drive me crazy.
I was trying to
help her. You need to stop. I have the volume controls here. So let KP talk.
It just feels so good to have someone listen, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
No, so it was a Wednesday night. I was taking a night class on Wednesdays down the Jersey Shore. So for the 2 hours in class, I think she called me and I texted
night
her.
Class.
I said,
that's
in
what
class,
I used to call it, too.
In class, can't talk. You know, are you okay or something? And then didn't hear anything. Then
you emailed her.
Double shenanigans.
Well, I
podcast at once.
I finished the class and then I went to an open mic down in Asbury Park. And after that, I came home. And it's late at night, and I'm texting our buddy Ken, and I said, "Hey Ken, how did Ritu do tonight?" And he just writes back, "Dude, what did you say to her?"
Oh, man,
I love you, Ken Kranz.
Mm-hmm. She won't tell me what you said, but she said that you were a big dick to her, and that she refused to go on stage, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Anyway, I let it slide. We just had a couple of casual texts, and then we started talking about the show. So the next morning I wake up, and there's a Facebook post from Ritu saying, after a discussion with a friend of mine, you know, I've decided it's no longer worth doing comedy or something like that, and that she's quitting comedy. And we're gonna hit this because it's something I noticed at the time, but I wasn't allowed to make the observation.
Oh, shit.
Because it would have been my way out.
Oh, shit.
But, no, so Ritu did that and had a long list of people saying, don't quit, don't give up comedy, you're really great at this. And there was like, there was...
One of them was not me.
Thank you, Scott, for there were support.
Moms, I love you, sweetheart.
There were other single moms that were like, oh, God, our hero is lost. You know, we are all doomed to just raise our children and die alone.
what will we do without Ritu?
Exactly. So they all started looking for wine tastings to attend right. to fill the void in their lives of it was left by Ritu quitting comedy. But anyway, so they all that happens. And I won't say who, but there was a bunch of comics on there. One comic wrote, yeah, it's so sad. I'm glad you realized what a fruitless endeavor it is before you lose your wife and your house and your marriage crumbles and, you know, it's an all-encompassing thing. And this guy's pouring his heart and soul out saying, I hear you, sister. I feel you. We have gone through the same, you know, triathlon of pain and despair.
That, and write Ritu that down. Goes, that's the name of this episode.
Oh, just kidding, you guys. Just kidding. Yeah, fuck you, KP. Fuck you, KP Burke.
But I got booked on 3 shows as a result of shitting on KP Burke. People were like, oh my God, you pranked him so hard. That makes you awesome.
It's like when a boxer takes Mayweather a couple of rounds and everyone's like, oh, we got to book him again on HBO.
All right. So she got you, is what you're saying.
Oh, terribly, terribly bad. I think I sent some super, super soft messages.
He was like, you're my friend, and I never meant this to happen between our friendship. I'm not going to pull them out, actually, and read them, because that would just be the final.
Oh, I was half sad about that, and then the other part was like, oh, now I lost Michael as a friend, too. Damn it.
Michael doesn't give a shit.
I was never your friend. What are you talking about?
My husband, Michael. Oh, shit.
Here we go. So... All right. Is that the conclusion of this story?
Oh, no. Right after that, she killed Trayvon Martin. Anyway.
Fuck him.
So, it's a good story, guys. It's a heartwarming story.
That's our friendship.
So, are you guys big fans of Seinfeld?
No.
Love it.
I am. I'm a big fan of Seinfeld.
You don't like Seinfeld? What's wrong with you?
Are you not a big fan?
Are you really not a fan of
Seinfeld? I think
Seinfeld?
He is.
Like, what's wrong?
I respect what he does, but it's not for me.
The show, you didn't find the show hysterical.
Never watched it.
Wow. Younging.
MacGyver was always on at the same time.
So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to try a new bit here. Okay, we're going to do Verbal Shenanigans Theater. Okay? Now, we're going to read through the script once. Okay? We're going to read through the script once. KP, you'll be playing the part of George.
Is he the Jewish fella?
Yes. That's the answer to all 4.
Short, fat, fits you.
Ritu, you will be playing the role of Elaine,
cool,
obviously.
Yes.
Yep. Michael Burley, you're going to be doing Kramer. Ooh. And, you know, me, I'm going to be playing the role of Jerry big time. And then I'll tell you the twist on this, okay? We're going to read it one time through. Is everyone ready?
Deal.
Okay. Let's just have fun with it, okay? Let's accept it. Let's just throw shit against the wall and see if it sticks. All right. Berlew, since Kramer has a couple less lines, you are the narrator. Everything in quotes, you're on. All right, here we go.
Setting Monk's Coffee Shop. Jerry and Kramer sitting opposite Elaine at a booth eating lunch.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hostage, captured by terrorists.
Wait, who, me?
Hold on, you gotta let Berlew speak there.
Smiling, chewing.
Who, me?
You, anybody, whatever. You're in a little room. You're chained to the floor. You're there for a long time. Do you think they would ever consider doing the laundry?
Matter-of-factly.
They have to. It's the Geneva Convention.
Imitating a Turkish terrorist. You! Take off your socks, your pants, your underwear. We're doing wash. Come on, take it off. Take it off!
Very good.
Jerry and Elaine both laugh at Kramer's imitation of George, slowly enters. He's in a melancholy state. Hey, Georgie!
Hi. Hi. Come on, Elaine. Hi.
Hi.
George sits down next to Elaine opposite Kramer.
To George. To George.
To George.
What's the matter?
Slowly shakes his head.
My mother caught me.
Caught you? Doing what?
You know.
All three give him blank stares.
I was alone.
Making a face of surprise.
You mean...
Nods.
Uh-huh.
She caught you?
Okay.
Turn the page.
Yes.
There's a staple there. We all laugh with Kramer.
Okay. Where?
Not really wanting to embellish.
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. They're supposed to be working.
Jerry and Elaine look at each other, enjoying the story.
My mother had a Glamour magazine. I started leafing through it.
Glamour?
Kramer and Elaine?
So, one thing led to another.
So, what did she do?
First she screams, George, what are you doing? My God. And it looks like she was going to faint. She started clutching the wall, trying to hang on to it.
Reflecting on the story so far. Man!
I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
What did you do?
I zipped up.
Wide-eyed.
So she fell?
Yeah.
Noticing this makes him out to be the bad kid, he gets offensive.
Well, I couldn't run over there. I was...
I guess he couldn't have.
In the middle of Elaine's sentence, smiling.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Finishing it off.
Done that.
So she fell, and then she started screaming, my back, my back. So I picked her up and took her to the hospital.
How is she?
Somewhat angered.
She's in traction.
Still laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's not funny, Elaine.
Stifling her laughter.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm serious.
Her back went out. She's got to be there a couple of days. All she said on the way over in the car was, why, George? Why? I said, because it's there.
Kramer laughs, sipping his drink.
Glamour?
Elaine laughs, vowing.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am never doing that again.
What? You mean in your mother's house? Or all together?
All together.
The next three lines are said at the exact same time.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, like you're going to stop.
Oh, yeah, right. Come on.
You don't think I can?
No chance.
Daring.
You think you could?
Well, I know I could hold out longer than you.
Page flips.
We're almost done. We're almost done. We'll see where this is going.
Care to make it interesting?
How much? Sure, how much?
$100.
Pointing.
You're on.
Wait a second. Count me in on this. Clicks his tongue.
You?
Yeah.
You'll be out before we get the check.
Smiling.
I want in on this, too.
No.
Why?
Showing difference.
It's apples and oranges.
What? Why?
More no-no from Jerry and George. Persistent.
Why?
Because you're a woman.
So what?
It's easier for a woman not to do it than a man.
Oh.
We have to do it. It's part of our lifestyle. It's like shaving.
Oh, that is such baloney.
Not every day. Legs. Not every day.
All right, look. You want to be in?
Yeah.
All right, you got to give us the odds. At least 2-1. You got to put up $200.
No, $1,000.
No, I'll put up $150.
All right, you're in for $150.
Nodding.
Okay, $150.
All right, now, how are we going to monitor this thing?
Well, obviously, we all know very well each other very well.
Elaine slightly laughs.
She's drinking. I'm sure that we'll all feel comfortable within the confines of the honor system.
All right. Holds out a pinky at the center of the table.
And we all put our pinkies in.
Jerry and Elaine and George all hold the pinkies on to his in a pinky promise. They all pull their hand away, yelling out, yeah!
Yeah, okay. Verbal Shenanigans Theater. Verbal Shenanigans. A classic scene from the Seinfeld show.
Now, when is that episode going to be on?
That episode?
When is this show on TV?
Seinfeld? I think it's coming out soon.
Now,
I never saw the Seinfeld.
Now, there's a little twist to the game here. Oh. Okay, to the Verbal Shenanigans Theater. We're going to play a game. We're going to combine two things here. We're going to play a game called Chubby Bunny. Okay. Now, Chubby Bunny, apparently, two people died from. Two people died from. Can you believe it?
For real?
Dun, yeah.
Dun, dun.
So, Michael Brillo, there's...
Wait,
2000.
I could die.
You can die tonight. Michael, there's 2000,
your drive
2015
home,
plates. Can you please give everyone a plate? Now, after each of your lines, you have to put a marshmallow in your mouth, keep it in your mouth, and you have to say the word Chubby Bunny.
Before I say the line.
After the line. Okay. So, we're going to see if we can get to where we just stopped. Filling our pie holes with marshmallows.
I will say the women has the most, like, the least lines. So I'm, like, most...
No, Kramer might have the least lines, but he's narrating now. I went
you don't have to read stage directions, by the way. Those are for actors.
Okay, yeah. So just the narration.
Sternly.
Sternly. All right. So everyone's going to get their own bag of marshmallows.
Can I just spill beer? Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
I have my own.
Hey, I told you, get ready for marshmallows. You guys asked me if that was a sex act.
Yes, I thought it was going to be something else, but... All
right. All right, let's give it a shot. Let's see if something sticks to the wall here.
It's gonna.
Something's going to stick to the wall. Pile of marshmallows.
Poor Obi.
Here, can I give him a marshmallow?
Mm-mm. Oh. He's fat enough. Whoa. All right. Are you guys ready to play Chubby Bunny?
What are the rules again?
So we
After your line, you stick a marshmallow in your mouth, and you say the words Chubby Bunny. And we're going to see how long we can last. If we can get to that point, that's amazing. That's a lot of marshmallows. Okay? All right, Berlu. So just start at the Jerry and Kramer part.
All right. Jerry and Kramer are sitting opposite Elaine at a booth eating lunch. Chubby Bunny.
Let me ask you a question, Chubby Bunny.
Mm-hmm. Chubby Bunny.
Marshmallow.
Oh, you're a hostage captured by terrorists. Okay, here comes the second marshmallow.
Who me?
Hold on. Chubby Bunny.
Who me? Chubby Bunny?
You. Anybody. You're in the little room. You're chained to the floor. You're there for a long time. Do you think they would ever consider doing the laundry? Chubby Bunny.
Oh, sorry. They have to. It's the Geneva Convention.
You! Take off your socks!
Papa Boo!
Your pants! Your underwear! We're doing the wash! Come on! Take it off! Take it off!
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, you have a Hey Georgie in there.
Hey Georgie!
All right, me and you, Lane.
Hi.
Hi.
George sits down next to Elaine, opposite Kramer.
Oh, God. What's the matter? Hold on.
Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
My mother caught me. Chubby Bunny.
Caught you? Doing what?
Chubby Bunny.
Oh, Chubby Bunny.
You know, I was alone.
All three give him blank stares. Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
She caught you?
Chubby Bunny.
Turn the face. All right. Hold on. All right, I got it. Where? Hold on. Chubby Bunny.
I stopped by the house to drop the car off, and I went inside for a few minutes. Nobody was there. It was supposed to be working. My mother had a glamour magazine. I started leafing through it. Chubby Bunny.
Marshmallow, then Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
All right. Glamour? Chubby Bunny.
Tear the lane less slightly. Come on, guys. Stick to it.
So one thing led to another.
So, what did she do, Chubby Bunny?
First and spring, don't let you do it.
Come on, guys. Come on.
It looked like she was going to faint. And she started clutching the wall. Trying to hang on to it.
Yeah, tell you, buddy. George.
He's washing it down with beer, and I got marshmallows in my mouth.
Come on, George.
Where are you?
George.
I didn't know.
I didn't know whether to try and keep her from falling or zip up.
Okay. Come on, Chubby Bunny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Come on, cram one in there. Cram one in there. I got a good setup now. You gotta find your zone.
I have to breathe.
Use your fingers. Smash it in there.
Come on, shove shit in your mouth. You've done it before.
Come on, KP. Come on. Okay. So what'd she do?
That's it, folks.
Elaine, come on. Just cram them in there, Elaine. Look at me, I got 15 in my mouth. Smash them in there. KP's gonna go.
Oh.
I guess you couldn't have. Chubby Bunny.
All right,
we've reached critical mass.
You two are out. Me and Bro are still in. So you got to read your parts.
This is a contest. I could have been out before this.
Can I have a napkin?
What the fuck is a napkin?
I'm about to feed your dog marshmallows.
Can I get some
marshmallows? All right.
Can I feed him the marshmallows?
So. That was it, Chubby Bunny Theater on Verbal Shenanigans. I felt like you could have lasted longer, Ritu.
Yeah.
I really have like 7 or 8. You set me up early, and I feel like I shoved.
You got to cram them in there, though. Yeah. You got to smash them with your finger.
Now I know how I give head, by the way.
Little one,
right? And I got a little one on my boobs.
Yeah. So let's pause it real quick, and we'll clean up. Well, welcome back to Failed Bits on Verbal Shenanigans. But it was fun. I thought the theater piece was fun. What do you think?
I feel like I'm cleaning cum out of my hair right now. Wow.
You have taken our audience that was like, yeah, we're listening to soccer player.
I was like listening to some kind of high organization.
You are so far from the mic too. Like,
oh, I didn't realize that this was like appropriate people listening to this.
Yeah. When you do your podcast, let me tell you words of advice.
Yeah.
Close.
Mouth towards
like
the
this?
Microphone.
You no. want me to talk like this?
No. In fact, I just don't want you to talk. But
think back to when you were tech support at Hewlett Packard. All right? Right.
You want to put your head back in that oven, you fucking hack, for that joke, by the way? So come up with an original Indian joke.
No, I don't care for the people, so I waste my time with them.
Have you been to India a lot?
I have been to India a lot.
Yeah.
They hate me.
Berlo's been to India...
Once.
One time.
You said it didn't smell, so I feel like you weren't actually in India. Was, you must have been like an India light.
This is too easy for me and KP.
It was like, I mean, a little bit of a burning smell, but like I heard stories. It's like, oh, the smell, oh, the smell. I got there. It's like, well, it ain't the greatest in the world, but it's livable.
Were you in Where India do you or live? An Indian
Like, what are your living circumstances like in New Jersey?
I was at a Washington Redskins game. That's the same thing, right?
Yes, same, oh, okay. same exact thing.
Yeah, I was at in Hyderabad.
How long?
I was there for 2 weeks. I went go-karting there.
Did you get sick? That's called driving a car.
I was going to say, was that just renting a car there?
Yeah. No, it was actual go-karting.
No, that's like driving a car.
It was fun. Like, I wanted to bring back a hookah, and I told my guys to do it, and somehow, like, at 3 in the morning in India, we were, like, in this, like, dirty, dank area, and I'm wondering what's going
on. AKA India.
Yeah.
It's the whole country.
And
it smells awful.
And I'm like, guys, I just want to buy the physical hookah. And they're like, oh, we thought you wanted to smoke hookah. And then, like, we're on the trip back. They're like, oh, we're kind of glad you told us because, like, they kind of put opium in our hookah out here. And we were going to give you some to take back home, but we weren't sure if you were okay with that.
Locked up abroad.
So what's opium
That's
all about?
It's a good show.
It's a great show. Yeah,
it's not bad, show. You know? You go go-karting, and it's amazing.
You know what's funny? Locked Up Abroad, when I watch it, like, I feel like I'm going to go, like, I don't do anything. And I feel like somehow I'm going to get arrested and put into, like, some kind of Turkish prison somewhere. Like, just for the wrong thing. Like, they're going to be like, you're smuggling, and that's it.
You got to be careful abroad, that's all I'll say. It's not from experience or anything. Like, just, you got to really be careful abroad. Because they take it seriously. Not like the
US. I don't know. Like, when I left India and I had my stop off in United Arab Emirates, they, like, checked my bag. They're like,
you're white.
You have bug spray and suntan lotion in here. I'm like, yeah. They're like, you know that's highly illegal, right? I'm like, well, India didn't mind.
Aerosol? Because it's aerosol or what?
I guess so.
UAE's funny, though, right, man? I lived over there for 6 months.
Yeah. They have toilets that have no toilet.
But
what, like the hole
they have
in the
a
ground?
Hole, yeah.
That's very common in the rest of the world. Now, American the
fancy,
boy.
Now the fancy thing is for the people who don't want a toilet but don't want to stand too long. They actually have some that have like a hollowed out lawn chair, so you can like sit in like the grating of it and still hover but not be on a toilet.
Sound bad?
Yeah. I'd be down for that. That'd
but
be
you
great.
Guys, you know the hole in the ground is way more sanitary than. The seat. Like, there's nothing to sit on. Your butt
is that what they tell you?
You heard it here, you guys. Mm-hmm.
So
you
when the fly...
And you work out, like, you get really good,
strong... As president of the United States, I will get rid of every single toilet.
Your quads really, like... They're
is that what they tell you over there?
Squatting over a hole for, like, 20 minutes. KB, you'd squat for, like, at least 20, 30 minutes taking a shit, right?
She's anti-marriage. She's anti-toilet seat, you guys.
Yeah. Yep. Just squat. Just... Fucking be a man.
But I think we're coming to the end of the podcast here.
There's a couple curse words out there she hasn't said yet.
Like I didn't two realize or three. You guys were so clean. No one told me like I should watch what I say before I came.
Oh
on
no,
we
don't
hold back language, but it was like after every six words were fuck cunt.
Nobody told me that.
Pussy lick.
Like I would have been. I could have done a clean set tonight.
Oh, you did a set tonight? Is that you came prepared?
You got to know her. This is all performance.
You came prepared?
Sorry, audience.
No, you actually got to know me. That's why I used so many
curses. We love it. But,
was I not supposed to curse?
Today's episode is brought to you by Toys R Us. Toys R Us.
But, let's go around the table here. I think we're coming to the end here. KB Park, what do you got? This is coming out a week from now, so what do you got on tap? Anything?
This is a week from now?
A week from now.
So when... Like, what's a legitimate date?
Today is the 8th, right?
June 8th, so,
the 15th.
This is a good weekend, too. This is
promote it anyway, and I'll put it up on the...
For Monroe Martin from
but
my
yes. it won't be on Saturday. By then.
That's a good one. Then I'm over at Tierney's on Sunday.
Monroe Martin, that's
sweet. Tomorrow I'm at
the Stress
Factory. These are all things that will have already
never
heard.
Passed.
I can get it. I might be able to
don't
to
do
put this episode... No, I could put this episode up first and the... Other one after that.
I'll tell you what, next week both Ritu and I are on at the Slaughter Comedy Competition over
there you go.
Characters Bar up in Sloatsburg, New York. That's a fun place.
I'm going to kill him.
When we're not at when I'm not working with people from actually the Monroe Martin Show, I'm pretty stoked about.
That's awesome, man. Hilarious. That's awesome. I think he's great too. Yeah. So one more time, I know you've been on the show, but if anyone wants to check you out, like. Because no one, all our new listeners over the last 2 weeks, I'm not going to lie, Ritu Chandra, we have murdered it the last two weeks.
I don't
two
doubt
weeks.
It. I mean, two I weeks. Sense the magnetism right here sitting in the room. Yeah.
She looked at me.
Totally.
But anyway, if people want to check you out, great comedian, go ahead.
I've tried Twitter. I don't like it. I've tried Instagram.
I hate it.
I'm on again, off again. But I'll tell you what, if any of your listeners found us amusing tonight, you can find me on KP Burke on Facebook. Just send me a message just saying verbal shenanigans. Happy to add you. I write jokes. I try to put out one or two every couple of days. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm much funnier on Facebook. I'll put it that way.
Than in person.
This would be so much funnier, totally audience, if you were on a computer reading this right now. I swear.
When you bomb on Facebook, you just delete the comment.
Right. Exactly.
Three likes. Screw that.
But anyway, exactly. Let's go around. Ritu Chandra, what do you got?
Saturday night, I'll be hosting. Thank you, KP, bitch. Saturday, I'll be hosting a show at the Garden State Comedy Club in Flemington. Headliner, Irene Bremis. Sunday, I'm hosting Tierney's, where KP Burke will also be.
Oh, God. See them both. See them both.
I know. And then I got that Slaughterhouse Crap where I'm going to kick his ass on Monday in upstate New York somewhere.
All right. But we would be remiss. You're promoting a show in Motown.
I have a show in Morristown. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Producing a show in Morristown.
I think I said we will be remiss twice.
All right,
ergo.
Everybody's so smart here tonight.
I know. I brought my A game in the last 5 minutes of the show.
I'm very, very lucky.
I'm calm for the first 120, and then I go for the closer.
So, show in Morristown, Thursday, June 25th. KP Burke will be on that show, actually, too. Don't come for that reason. There are other funny people who are really funny that you should come see. GardenStateComedyClub.com. And look up
I love how you're twirling your hair and looking up towards the ceiling. I just got back from LA, and this is what I do.
So I got a new selfie stick.
But yes,
I don't have a selfie.
Garden State Comedy Club, Morristown. That's in Sona
13.
That's a good place. Yeah. I went there recently. I never go out anywhere, so like I went there kind of in the last month or two.
Wow,
that's kind of cool. Kind of cool. So,
and the people who are running are great people.
They're amazing people.
Tickets,
and
we'll get.
Yeah, how do you get tickets? As you slam your Miller Lite against the microphone.
Go to www.eventbrite.com and
do you realize that a microphone works? It amplifies your voice, so when you yell into it, it doesn't make it any better.
www.eventbrite.com.
No. Bring it back up. Bring it back up.
And search for Garden State Comedy Club Platinum, and then you'll find the event because it's called Double Platinum Comedy.
All right, Michael Berlow, what do you got?
Well, in July, I got a spot over at Scotty's Comedy Co. I believe it's July 17th. But since I don't know the official date, what I really want to promote is the Garden State Cat Club of New Jersey.
Yes, yes, yes.
50 Atrium Drive. It's the Garden State Exhibit and Convention Center in Somerset, New Jersey.
Very good.
Hopefully, the gang of verbal shenanigans will be there.
All four of us.
But we will leave the comedy at home. We will talk seriously to our fellow feline lovers and listen to them on how they love their little bit of joy in their life.
All right.
Because that's what we do.
That's what we do. All right, I got a lot of announcements. Okay, first off, August 30th, Ritu, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be in Dover, New Jersey.
What are you doing?
August 30th? Most kick-ass show. Like, I'm super psyched about this show.
Yep.
With some of the greatest comedians, my favorite comedians I know, Mike Gaffney.
Yep.
Rich McDonald.
Yep.
Scott Brennan.
Joe Carney.
I mean, this is a fucking great show. Like, and everybody should come out. No, I'm legit, like, looking forward to that.
No, but I really am excited. It's the third Verbal Shenanigans show under the name of, under the guise of Verbal Shenanigans.
LLC.
It is a third one under at Table 42, and it's going to be a good show. And it's $35 to eat and on a Sunday night to get a national headliner. Guy is fucking on fire. On fire. The guy's on fire.
Huge Mike Gaffney fan I am. And, like, so this is a big deal for me to be on a show with him. He's one of the, like, I show people. I'm like, you got to see how funny he is. Like, this is what I know. He's hysterical.
Yeah, he's great. And I brought Ritu in to try to throw some diversity into the show. No, but seriously, the shows I've thrown out, I try to do who would be the most...
I'm the first
random. So we got me, we got you, we got the Burls, we got an improv group, and then we have Mike Gaffney closing it out.
I've been like telling my friends, I was like, if you're going to do a show this summer, this is the one you should go to.
And these are the shows have been phenomenal so far. The audience has been great, and we'll be doing a little charity thing there, of course, because that's what we do. As for myself, if you want to come see me be a loser and do some comedy, June 26th, 27th, I'll be hosting at Scotty's both nights. So there's that. But the other thing is on the T-shirt sale, which is coming up very, very quick. Mm-hmm. Very quick. It's coming up. We are going to be donating to the Naomi Cohen Foundation, which is a group that I have worked with, I think, 2 to 3 times back in the day. But basically, they take kids who are suffering from terminal diseases, and they throw a art show / talent show where they do comedy and music and everything. And it's these kids who have been in hospitals and everything. So the shirt sale, one more time, will be... The price of the shirt, double that. The second half will go to charity. So if the shirt costs $10, you do a $20 donation, you get a Verbal Shenanigans shirt, and your $10 goes to somewhere really, really awesome. And that actually means a lot to me. Other than that, do the whole thing. Follow the Verbal Shenanigans on all that stuff, Twitter and podcast, Twitter and Instagram and
Facebook.
But anyway, YouTube. I would love to thank you for coming on again. It's been a great time sitting on here and drinking beers and drinking vodka. And then Ritu has to go out to the store with 11 minutes to go. But check out.
Ritu will be performing next, or you can see her next, at her open casket wake in about 3 to 4 days.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Is there any spots available for me?
But anyway, I want to thank the two of you. Burlo, I don't got to thank you because you're right. Always here.
But you love me.
Look
Best
at
Best Friends Day.
I really the Twitter want to just master. Punch KP Burke in the face right now. Can we just agree on that?
But anyway, life is funny, people. Laugh at it. Keep the wind at your back.
Funny.